This week on Hands-On Photography, you send them in, you ask for the critiques, I'm giving it to you. Stay tuned. Hands-On Photography is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Keeping passwords on notes or spreadsheets doesn't work anymore. LastPass easily keeps track and creates unique passwords for every site you use. Visit lastpass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands-On Photography is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy with one click. For 3 extra months free with a 1-year package, go to expressvpn.com/hop. Hey, what's going on, everybody? I am Matt Pruitt, and this is Hands-On Photography here on twit.tv. I hope y'all are doing well. I'm unbelievable as always. Still doing what we do in this shelter-in-place environment that we're living right now. But you know what? We are all in this together, and we are all going to push through and get through this without a hitch. Just watch. Let's be optimistic, folks. And right now, this is an ideal time to step up your photography game. And that's what this show is all about. Here on Hands-On Photography, I like to share different tips and tricks that's going to help you be a much better photographer and even a better post-processor. Just with little simple tips and simple ideas to help guide you along the way. I appreciate you all joining me this week. I appreciate you all tolerating us with the sound in the background and things like that, because, you know, that's the fun of recording from your own home studio. It's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be fun, and we're going to embrace it, dadgummit. All right, so let's go ahead and get ready to talk about this week's topic. And this time, the show is about your feedback. In particular, one friend here of the show sent over some pictures that he flat out said, hey, I want you to critique these things and just bring the heat. So let me show you. I got a tweet, actually, from Josh Fidel. This was a little while back. He took some photos in Medina, Ohio at the Ice Festival back in February, way back in 2019. And these were all snapped with his smartphone. He didn't necessarily say which smartphone, but he did say it was with the smartphone. So him being the cool cat that he is, he emailed all of these photos over to me at hop@twit.tv. And if you'd like to share some of your favorite pictures or have some questions or want some feedback on some images, you can do the same. Just shoot an email to hop@twit.tv and it'll get to the inbox. And I go through them pretty regularly, and I try to answer them all as best that I can. So, yeah, let's go ahead and just pull up the images from Josh, and I'll just walk through them. I'm not going to go through every single one of them, but I did preview these, and I had some thoughts on a handful of them. So let's go ahead and take a look at a couple of them. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and fire up Lightroom. And here we go. So he sent me eight images. First one up here in the list is, I want to tackle this one. So we'll just hit enter. All right. So this shot here looks like a stairway or an alley or something. Now, if you've been following the very first episode, I believe it was episode 1 here in the Hands-On Photography series, my statement, and I still stand by it to this day, is photography is, it's not about the megapixels. It's not about what camera you use, what lens you use. It's overall, photography is about the story. And when I look at images that I take or that are shared with me, that's the first thing I want to know is, what's the story here? So when we go back to this particular photo here, I want to know, what's the story? Because right now, all I see is a staircase, if you will. I don't know where this is. It sort of looks like something I could use in a composite with adding some other elements on top of it in Photoshop, you know, to sort of make it look like a little movie poster or anything like that. But beyond that, this is just a snapshot to me, and it doesn't really do anything for me. So, Mr. Fidel, I had to be real with you on that one. That one didn't do anything for me. Okay. All right. So now let's look at another one here. We'll hop over to the one that showed up on Twitter. Now this shot. Okay. Josh, this is really, really cool. I mean, you're at an ice festival, so of course you're going to get some cool images of ice sculptures and things like that. This one has a lot of potential. This is a really good picture, but it could be even better with a little bit of touch-up and post-processing. And when I'm looking at this, it is a grayscale, if you will. It's not a true black and white. It's a lot of just gray tones on it. And that's okay for this. But what's happening is when you look at this image, it's not necessarily giving you any kind of depth with it. There's nothing really standing out. When I look at it, I can see the ice sculptures right there, but it doesn't necessarily just, boom, grab my attention and stands out. So that means there's a couple things wrong. Either the lighting's not quite right, or there's an issue with sharpening or simple contrast in the image. And when you're dealing with black and white images or grayscale, having good contrast really does help bring out the subject in the image. Texture and contrast and sharpening when you're dealing with images with no color, that'll bring all of the story out. That'll bring the subject, you know, to the forefront and make the subject the star of the image. So I'm going to go ahead and do a little bit of post on your image just to try to spruce it up a little bit, showing up on the screen. And we'll hit the develop module up here at the top inside of Lightroom. All right, so we have a dragon head made out of ice, and it is absolutely beautiful, Josh. That is, I mean, I know you probably didn't make this sculpture, but that's a beautiful dadgum sculpture. But again, it's in grayscale. So if you look at the histogram in the upper right corner, we talked about the histogram previously, and over to the right-hand side is where you'll have the white section of the histogram, okay? All right, that's where my little cursor is. And it's spiked to a certain extent, but it's not going all the way across to the edge of the histogram. So that tells you you're losing a lot of the white levels there. The black levels, they're a little bit low. They're going all the way across, but they're still a little bit low. So that screams to me contrast is needed. Exposure and contrast is needed. So let's just start with that. So I'll go ahead and click on the exposure slider, and I'm just going to push it up just a touch. And as I push it up, you notice the histogram starts to change, and it leans more towards the right of the histogram because it's getting more white and highlights into the image. Okay, so I'm just going to push it up about 60, 61. Okay, now let's give it some contrast. And the contrast is going to be a little bit tricky, because too much can make it look really, really bad. So I'm going to increase it. Let's see. So I'm going to increase it up to maybe 30 or so, 29 or 30. That looks okay there. But we're still battling a little bit because you have this tree in the background right in the middle of the frame, and it's interfering with our dragon. I really want the dragon to be the focal point of this image. So let's go back to the black levels, and we'll play around with the black levels. If I raise the black level slider, it's going to take away the black in the image, and we don't want that. So I want to try to pull it back. And now we're starting to see a little bit more dark contrast here at the base of the dragon. Okay, so we're getting there. It's not quite there yet, but we're getting there. So when you start to go through your images and doing a little bit of your post-processing, your global post-processing, you'll find yourself, man, I'm moving all of these sliders, but it's still not quite there. It's just not quite there. That's when we start talking about doing selective adjustments. The global adjustments are a good way to get started, but now we should go ahead and dive into doing some selective adjustments. Go in and grab the adjustment brush inside of Lightroom, or if you're using something like Snapseed, you have selective adjustments in that app as well. Just whatever photo editor that you're using, see if you can find selective adjustments in there so where you can fine tune the different parts of your image. So let's go back into the screen here. All right, so I'm going to click on my adjustment brush, or just hit K on the keyboard. And Let's start by just trying to increase the exposure just a touch on the dragon. So I'm going to click and drop my pen. I want the exposure slider to go up to maybe 0.25, 26. And I could use my mouse or a Wacom tablet stylus, and I'm just going to brush over the top of the dragon. Okay. And so far when I do that, I'm not noticing much of a difference. So I can just push it up, push up the exposure slider, make it brighter like that. So now it's starting to get a little bit brighter. And we'll just brush all over this dragon. Like so. Okay, so now this thing is standing out a lot more, and it gives you a little bit more depth because it's separating it from the background. And this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. And I overdid it a little bit on purpose here, just so you can see it a little bit better inside of the demonstration. Okay, so I just brushed additional exposure over the top of the dragon, just like this. Okay, and if I hit O on my keyboard, you can see where I brushed all in red, and I missed a couple spots. And I missed a couple spots because it really did just sort of blend into the background. It's hard to see. Okay. So we got that done. That's good enough for now. Now let's try to give it a little bit more contrast. So we'll go to the contrast slider. Push it up. And that helps just a touch, but not too much. Let's check on the clarity. Push the clarity slider up. There we go. So now we're starting to get more detail. And then we'll go to the highlight section on it and push the highlights down just a little bit. Not too much, just a little bit. See, now we're starting to get more detail and a little bit more depth. And we can play around with the white levels and the black levels. Okay. Thinking if I pull the black levels all the way back again, we still have it exposed quite nicely, but we're starting to get more detail, and it's really starting to separate from the background a lot more this way. Okay, so I'm going to pull the exposure back just a touch. Okay, so now it's starting to look a little bit better now, right? If I did a quick before and after, so that's before, and that's after. That's before, and that's after. Okay, so now I want to play with the sharpness and clarity a little bit more to try to define it. Like so. There we go. See, the details are all coming back. And remember, this texture slider in here is great for sharpening and bringing out high frequency details. Okay, that's looking better. Like that. Okay, so that's looking better. And the last thing that I would do is try to figure out a way to blur the background of this image here. So let's see if we can do one more adjustment brush. So we'll just click new here. And then I'm going to select, say, soften skin, something like that. Because softening skin just means you're softening the texture of skin. But we're going to use this just to defocus and blur everything. So if you look inside of the parameters here, we can pull the sharpness back. So I'm going to pull the sharpness back to around 50 or so. And I'm going to pull the texture back to around negative 40. Sharpness is around negative 50. Sorry, not 50, negative 50. Drop my pen, make my brush bigger like that. And then I'm just going to brush in on the background. If I press O, you can see where I'm brushing. Okay, so we just brush in on the background. And what this is going to do is just give us a look of a shallow depth of field. Give us a little bit more of a blurry background. Okay, so I'm just going to brush all around. And I think the flow on this is a little too low, so I'm going to increase the flow. There we go. See, now these trees are looking a little bit soft in the background and giving us some separation. Something like that. There we go. We're getting there. So now I have everything brushed. I hit O on my keyboard to see where I brushed in red, and that looks pretty good. I got almost everything. You really want to try to make sure you get the edges near the dragon so it can separate from the background like that. Get those edges. Very good. And then I overdid it a little bit so I can erase the edge right there because I went over it just a little touch. Perfect. Now, so when I go back, I can continue to play with the sharpness. So let's just drag this sharpness all the way back to negative 100, and that immediately softened the background immediately. We'll do the same thing with the texture. Just drag it back to about negative 100 or so, somewhere close to that. Okay. This is looking much better because the background is softer and it's really separating itself from the foreground subject. And again, I overdid it just a touch because it's hard to see when you're looking at it on YouTube or something like that. I've learned that from previous experience. Sometimes I gotta overdo it just a touch. Good. Much better. So I'm gonna pull it back to where it looks right to my eyes. Right about there. We're good. So now, if I want, I can do a vignette. Something like that to even further separate it. And then, of course, a crop always works. Cropping down. Boom. That looks a lot better because it gives us more focus on the actual sculpture and not focusing on this tree in the background and all the other trees in the background. We can really see that this is all about an ice sculpture. Boy, I can't talk today. And it brings us all of our beautiful details right back and makes the sculpture the star of the show, not everything else in the frame. But yeah, Mr. Fidel, I dig it. This was nicely done, nice capture. Okay, so now we'll go back to the rest of your images, but I want to pause just here for a second to give a few minutes of love to one of our great sponsors here. This episode of Hands On Photography is brought to you by ExpressVPN. When you're at home, your online activity can still be traced in incognito mode. That's why when I'm home, I never go online without ExpressVPN. ISPs can't see what sites you visit, and your data is 100% encrypted. So protect your online activity today with the VPN that I trust to secure my privacy. Visit my special link at expressvpn.com/hop, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/hop. One more time, expressvpn.com/hop to learn more. And we thank ExpressVPN for their continued support. All right, so let's go back to Mr. Fidel's images here on my screen. There's a couple here in color that I really, really dig. We'll look at this one first. This is a nice little chandelier. I like this image, but unfortunately it's a little bit blurry. You missed the mark with your shutter speed because it's dark outside, so your shutter speed is trying to slow down. And when you have a slower shutter speed, you're going to get motion blur just super easy. That's just unfortunate. That's just how some photography works. If you have a tripod, that would make it a little bit easier to capture things like this in low light, but this is what's going to happen in low light. The only thing that I would suggest is try to go through and push the clarity up on it to sharpen it up a little bit, clarity, texture, and overall sharpness, and that will revive this image a little bit. But if you miss focus, you miss focus. There's only so much you can do in post, and this one, you know, the focus is pretty decent here on the chandelier in the middle of the frame, but you can see everything around that is just too soft and blurry. But I like the premise and I like the idea of this shot. And lastly, I want to talk about this image. Man, okay, so Mr. Fidel, I love street photography. I love a nice moody scene of street photography, whether it's day or night. And when you're working with images at night, you get the chance to work with lighting and things like that. Oh, and you can just go nuts on it. Oh, this shot, man, love it. Love it. But there's some things I want to change. I had to. Okay, so this shot here is shot with a smartphone. Beautiful color, beautiful composition, but it can be a little bit better. It looks like it's got a little bit of noise reduction at the top of it that's pushed a little too far. I would have backed off on the noise reduction up here in the upper right of the frame. But I love the story of the gentleman out here just sort of sweeping the streets with the beautiful lights. It's sort of hazy. Looks great, but there's too much in here. Over here on the right of the frame, you have this don't enter sign or don't walk. I guess that's a don't enter sign. I don't know. This is a distraction. It doesn't add to the story at all. There's a trick that I'd like to share with you all when you're doing your post-processing, because I've talked about cropping being one of the simplest tips that you can do to help make your photos better. And if you're unsure about how to crop it, a tip that I use all the time is when I'm staring at the image on my screen, I put my hands up, you know, try not to hit my mic here. I put my hands up on just in front of me and not necessarily touching the screen. And it's making a frame like that. So if I have a wide landscape or something like that, I will frame it up and I will cover up what I don't think should be there just to see how it looks before I even do anything in post. And a lot of times that's going to help you out and tell you where you need to crop pretty much to the T. So when I looked at Mr. Fidel's image here, that was the first thing that I did, was I just put my hand up and said, you know, there's something going on this right side of the frame. So I'm going to crop it out because it does not add to this image. Just get rid of all of that. Great. So now it may be a little bit off balance and sort of leaning more towards the right of the frame. Some people may like that. Some people may not like it. That's just a personal preference. I think it's totally fine. But if anything, I could crop just a little bit more on the left-hand side. Because again, there's a lot over there in the shadows that did not add to this story. Crop that down. Boom. Now, you could get really, really fancy with this image and add some extra effects and things like that. I'm not going to do that on this shot, but the first thing that comes to my mind was just adding more haze to it. Inside of Lightroom, there is a dehaze button that allows you to add some haze or take away the haze. So if I hit this dehaze button here and just took it backwards to the left, it's going to add haze. See how it gets a little bit foggy? I think that looks pretty cool. But if you think it's just overdone, just take that away. And instead of using the global adjustment, use your adjustment brush. Select dehaze, and then just pull the dehaze slider all the way back again, and then just paint in haze where you think the haze will work. Personally, I think putting some haze over these white lights gives you a little bit more atmosphere. Something like that. And then I always like to put a little bit down in the corners. Let's add some more. Something like that. Boom. There. And that's just a little bit of an additional haze there. It's not on everything, but it just gives this image a little bit more of a mood, in my opinion. All right. But outstanding photos, Mr. Fidel. I appreciate you sending those over to me. All right. So that's going to do it for this week's show, folks. Thank you all so much for the continued support. It really does mean a lot. Again, make sure you subscribe to the show so you get the updated and latest episodes automatically in your podcatcher of choice. They come out each and every Thursday, roughly around 2 p.m. Pacific, somewhere like that. But definitely every Thursday. You can find all of the subscription options on our webpage at twit.tv/hop. That's twit.tv/HOP for hands-on photography. And you'll see all of our subscription options there. And you'll see all of our previous episodes there. And also, go ahead and just follow me on Twitter like my man Mr. Fidel did. And you can follow me at @Ant_Pruitt or on Instagram at the same handle, @Ant_Pruitt. Tag me in your post and share some things with me over there. I really do appreciate you all engaging with me and chatting with me and just sending me all of your funny stuff. Again, I've said before, some of the photos you all send me on social media is pretty daggum funny, and it really does make my day. All right, we're going to get out of here. I look forward to talking to you all again on Hands on Photography next week. So now, get on out there and safely create and dominate. Y'all take care.
Hey folks, I'm Micah Sargent, host of Hands on iOS right here on the Twit Network. If you've got iOS devices or watchOS devices or tvOS device, any kind of Apple mobile device, you are going to want to check out Hands on iOS. It is the best way to make the most of those devices. I walk through tips, tricks, and everything in between, plus answer your questions. So be sure to check it out. It's twit.tv/HOI.